Zeit zu heilen. Das Wasser ist noch warm. Chill in die Wanne rein. Und dann vergiss den Kram. Ist echt scharf. Das Bad bleibt aufgeräumt. Was jetzt jeder darf, hab ich mir nie erträumt. Das Abflussrohr ist frei. Ich zieh den Stöpsel raus. Und du bist mit dabei. Machst du das Licht noch aus?
Darmstadt Radio, we have two persons. One of them is like in real time with me, and another online. And I would like first to ask Alexander, who is online, to introduce himself, and then we will talk also with Pasha, who is sitting close to me on the same table. So, Alexander, let's start. Tell some words about yourself.
My name is Alexander. I'm a historian and also a political activist. I'm here in Germany for 2 years, and I am a member of a political organization, the post-Soviet left. We have started organizing maybe more than a year ago, and we stand on internationalist left positions with a socialist agenda, and we want to provide an alternative to the false dichotomy to the right liberals or right Russian regime or right other post-Soviet regimes. And we think that's especially important for now because of the polarization during the war. And we try to also help people who has some problems with the war, like deserters, like refugees. We try to work with them to provide any help and advocate the right of staying abroad to not involving the process of the war. We also organize some solidarity campaigns against the violation of human rights and civil rights in Russia, in Ukraine also. And today, in 19 January, we are organizing a series of events of solidarity with Russian anti-fascists and left activists, because today is the day of remembrance of the memory Stanislav Malkerov and Anastasia Baburova, and we try to enlighten this topic to the European people, because the question of violence, I mean right-wing violence and government's violence in Russia, is really high today, and we try to show the left people in the European Union that there is no alternative in the Putin regime, because some of the people believe that Putin's regime could be less evil than the European regimes, but that's not true, because Putin's regime also makes violence against left activists, also makes some propaganda to show that nothing is to worry about, but the real situation is pretty much worse than propaganda image of the foreign Russian media, like Russia Today and Sputnik and so on. So we also try to be a bridge of solidarity between Russian and Ukrainian left activists, because today is quite an important. It's quite difficult also to seek for some international. International channel of discussion, the ways of exiting the war, because of the polarization of the mutual propaganda, of making the other parts of the war more evil, and we try to avoid these propaganda tricks to show that we are both people, and we can handle without our governments, because our governments are trying to make us each other our enemies, and we want to fight each other. We want to fight our governments because of the nationalism, because of the racism, because of the right-wing agenda, because of the growing de-equalization, violation of working rights, and so on.
Okay. It's a good statement for the beginning, and maybe we will go step by step, and I have a few questions, but maybe first of all I would like to ask also Pasha or Pavel to introduce himself also, and maybe more, because today is 19th of January. And as you already told us, it's a very important date for leftists in Russia. And as I know, Pasha also was in Berlin on this small conference. And maybe You can say, first of all, maybe as a kind of advertisement, where else will be some demos or events in which cities of Germany or maybe countries also. And maybe very short, in few words, your kind of impression from this event in Berlin.
Hello, I'm Pavel. I'm also an activist from the post-Soviet left. And yes, yesterday I visited an anti-fascist conference in Berlin, which I really liked because there were a lot of discussions about the current problems and the rise of the ultra-right movement. I found it very interesting. There was one speaker who showed us like an interactive map of the far right, how they interact with each other, and you know, the while the left is trying to create those international movements, the international as they call it, and to organize a global working class movement, but then they split always into small groups, and it's going on and it's leading to nothing. So while the left is struggling with it, the speaker claimed that you know, what we're struggling to do, the ultra right is already did. So they organized some kind of Black International, so, yeah, there was, of course, this idea to the discussion, what can we do today? I think one of the very important moments were like, who can be the subject beyond the working class? What are the groups inside of the working class then that can participate into the fight against the far right? And the migrants were also a very important group that probably will need to fight against fascism, because it's the group that is probably the most the most vulnerable group, and a group that will benefit most if they fight against the far right. And about the demonstrations, there is today a demonstration in Berlin.
Also, at what time is it already started?
I don't know, because I came back today to Hamburg. But maybe also Alexander can tell us about the things they are organizing in Nordrhein-Westfalen, and I think he will know a little bit better about the current events.
Alexander?
In North Rhine-Westphalia, we have been organizing some events already. And today we are organizing some type of meeting between Russian leftists, Ukrainian leftists, and German leftists. And we try to highlight in the topic of ultra-right violence. We think that's especially important for now because of the next elections, so the next snap elections in Germany, because of the growth of the far-right thoughts, like AfD organization or AfD political party, and other ultra-right political parties, and the appropriation of right-wing agenda by central parties like Christian Democrats, like Social Democrats also sometimes. And we try to discuss this problem also in the international perspective to find the ways of the opposing those agenda, opposing those thoughts, to creating with creating some solidarity solidarity ties between international leftists, and we are also trying to collect our sympathizers because we have some kind of support by different groups of people, from refugees, from Russian dissidents, political dissidents, or widespread political dissidents. And we also try to work with them because we think that only mass organization and self-organization, of course, can provide us the way of the exit the war, of the exit the inequality and inequality in inequality and stop the violation of working rights, working class rights, avoiders' rights also. And we think that's especially important for now, because not so much people want to, not so many people want to organize today. And we think otherwise that's the time to organize today, because if we want to survive like a political force, like just people, we want to make some solidarity campaigns. So we have to make some solidarity campaigns. We have to make some international or international collaborations because of the propaganda, because of the different types of lies, of the media and so on. And we met some growth because of it, because some people look at it and they decided to join us because this situation shows that there is no other way except of collaboration and the self-organization.
Okay, but is it open for the public, this event, when it will start? Is it today?
Yes, it's today.
Is it open?
Maybe 14 hours, and it's completely open and public, because we want to involve the white circles of
people. It will be?
Sorry?
Where it will be, this event?
At the Düsseldorf left center.
Left
in
center.
The Düsseldorf, of course.
Okay. But maybe at the end of our conversation, you can give some information where the people could find more information about your events. But one more question about this 19 January, because probably our listeners don't know a lot about this date and why it is important for Russian or Russian-speaking activists, or maybe even not just for Russian-speaking, but for post-Soviet also. Do you want to tell more about this? I don't know, you, Alexander, or you, Pavel, some short maybe story, what happens at this date?
So maybe I can start. So it was a day when two anti-fascists in Russia were killed. Anastasia Baburova and Stanislav Markelov. And
when it happened?
In 2009.
2009. In Moscow.
Yeah, so, and those people were really interesting. For example, Stanislav Markelov, he was a lawyer, and he did quite a lot of, chasing the fascist, and he tried to push also the legislation to make it easier to get Nazis into the prison, because there was a lot of problems inside the juridical system, because there was no base why should be a fascist be imprisoned. So you could walk around in the streets and openly talk fascist stuff, and only when they killed someone they were then imprisoned, but not because of the political motivation, rather, but because of this of the act of killing. So he wanted to create a base in the legislation so it could be easier to deal with it. And he also had plans to create also something like a left think tank that would deal with all these problems, like an alternative to the liberal movement then, and probably also the landscape of the current Russia could change in a slight way, like towards a little more egalitarian society. I wouldn't say that that capitalism or oligarchs could be would be completely abolished, but maybe it would be have some democratizing effect. But yeah, unfortunately, these people were killed because they were they were really a threat to the fascist movement. And
so what happens on the 19th of January? Could you say like about this? As I remember, it was an assassination of two persons in the center of Moscow. There is a Markelov, this lawyer, and he was also together with one journalist, Anastasia Baburova,
yes.
As I remember. And one killer, I don't remember his name, but maybe you tell me, who was from neo-Nazi stage in Russia. He just came from the back and did a few shotguns and killed them in the kind of in the middle of the city, a few hundred meters from the Kremlin. So, and that was a real big shock in the society. And then after some investigation, he was caught, the killer, and then was imprisoned for a few years, and maybe still in the prison, if I remember. Am I right, Alexander, or you can correct me?
Yeah, I think that's right. I also forgot the name of the killer, but it was an organization of Russian nationalists, so-called fighting organization of Russian nationalists. It's also supported by pro-government people like German Starikov and so on, and that's why it's especially important for now, because some far-right organizations in Russia, like Russian Community and Northern Man, are sponsored today by Russian government. They try to make these organizations stronger, and they also provide some anti-migrant agenda, because the people in Russia are tired of the war, and they try to introduce them a new external enemy to fight to overcatch the scopes to the fighting the immigrants, not fighting the Russian government, not fighting the war, because they try to image, and so they try to tell the people that all of the problems of Russia are not by the war, by the Putin's regime. Those problems are so-called by the immigrants, and we can see the growing anti-migrant agenda in Russia, and they're passing some laws against against the working immigrants, like denying some professions in some regions. Migrants today cannot work cannot work in like teachers, like taxi drivers, and so on. And Russian government also tries to tries to ban the opportunities of learning some Russian courses free by Russian state schools because they try to make a barrier between migrants and other people who are native in Russia, and it's really important for now, and it's really a big tragedy because Russia has some lack of the working force, and this problem is this problem making is making the situation in Russia worse, and it's also divides people with by the nation and by the origin, not by the it's relations to the war, to the actual problems of Russia, like inequality, like authoritarianism, and so on. And we try to work with this agenda also because there's no strong organizations advocating the migrants in Russia yet, but we have some comrades in Russia who tries to introduce the alternative.